T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
Well, we got Sue's News coming up. Sue is on location this afternoon doing the show from the home office, I guess. And I saw you sent a picture of your partner there today looking pretty snazzy.
He's very cute, isn't he?
Yeah, which one is that?
That's Oscar.
Oscar.
That's the baby.
He's looking very, very handsome.
Kind of looks like Dave Klein, doesn't he?
Oh. Thank you, Fred.
Well, Sue is a little under the weather. My wife has really been whacked by COVID. I was talking to Fred about this. So I have two friends, Sue, who are in Hawaii. They spend part of their year in Hawaii. They have a little place on Kauai. And they get up every morning like super early because they have to do work with people on the East Coast. But why wouldn't you do it? You're in Kauai. Well, you don't have the most stringent COVID requirements there. It's like Australia or New Zealand. Guess who has got COVID? They do.
Oh.
They're fine now, but I mean, you can't. My point is, you cannot outrun this thing. You really can't. So, we'll spend a little bit more time on that in the next hour. Dr. Bob, as he's known, Dr. Robert Lajita, he's got a new book out, which is called Immunity Strong. I like his positions on some of this stuff, so we'll get into that in the next hour. Sue, I have an amazing story to share for you ahead of Sue's news.
Because I'm ready.
I don't believe you heard it on Friday since you weren't working, and I did lead with this on the roundtable, and I have maybe a bit of an update. I'm trying to make this dramatically effective when I tell the story, but it really is some good news. So I'll tell it to you this way because you know the background. I'm driving into work on Friday. It's probably about 1:30 in the afternoon. I see a call come in, and I saw it on my, you know, on my car before my phone. I didn't look at the phone, and it didn't look like a number that I had recognized. But for whatever reason, I never do. I answered it. Okay, so I answered it.
What?
And I, I don't know why I did.
That's so weird. You never would answer. Okay.
I know. But then I heard a voice, and it was very hard to distinguish, and I thought, well, that's the wrong number. So I hung up right away. Well, then the number calls back, and I looked at my actual phone. Sue, you know who this was?
No.
My friend Chris Smith, who was shot in the head the night before Thanksgiving in that murder up in Farmersville, Illinois.
It's Mark.
Unbelievable. All right, so let's give the background for people who don't know. Chris was the guy, for longtime listeners of the show, for those of you who are a little bit newer, back in 2016, not that you need a whole lot of evidence for how dumb I am and how wrong my predictions are, but I insisted with Chris Smith. He was known as Chris in the country. Fred, he would call on a regular basis,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he did.
And we got to know him a little bit. Dave got to know him, and we'd certainly let him on the air. He said, Mark, Trump's going to win. I know he's going to win. I said, Chris, there's no way. In fact, if he wins, I'll let you shave my head. Well, we know what happened with the election. The next day he calls me and he says, dude, you don't have to shave your head. This is something to this day people are very angry about. And I understand it, but I weaseled out of it and I weaseled out of it effectively and I kept my hair. Okay? So we became friends. I took him to a Cardinals game. He came in on the round table. I talked to him all the time, text with him. I saw him over the summer. On the Saturday after Thanksgiving, I noticed on Facebook Messenger there was a message from his mother, who I did not know. Sharon is her name. And she said, Mark, are you the one from the radio? This is Chris's mom, Chris Smith. He was shot in the head. And that's all the message said. Ugh. And my response was, wait, what? I think I said that to her. Call me. So she calls me. On the night before Thanksgiving, Chris and a woman named Leslie Reeves were on their first date at a bar in Farmersville. That's where Chris lived. He was divorced several years ago. And he went to his house that night with her. The next day, was Thanksgiving. They were expecting their families were expecting them for the Thanksgiving. They didn't show up. So a friend called the Montgomery County Sheriff's Department, asked for this welfare check on Chris's home. That's about 75 miles north of here, Farmersville. They found Leslie Reeves shot to death in the living room, assassinated, basically. And Chris was there, discovered on the kitchen floor. He was there for, 12 hours before they found him. So he was on life support. Sue, I've told you this. I've told Fred this. I never thought I would speak with Chris again. I didn't. I thought there would be too much brain damage. I had no idea. I've been getting updates on his condition. And then I got this call, and it was like a FaceTime call. It wasn't FaceTime. It was Facebook's version of it.
Right.
And I actually saw him. Now, his speech was very slurred. And I'll give an example here this afternoon. So we're trying to connect right now. He's, as you might expect, he's got brain damage. I think he's a little confused. I told him this morning, I said, I'll be off the air at 6. He's called me a couple of times here this afternoon. I've told his mom, I said, I feel bad. I don't want him to think that I'm ignoring him. But he, and this is tough to talk about because I'm looking at him on this screen on Friday, and there's just tears streaming down his eyes. And I knew that, I told you, Fred, that, you know, I don't know who his other close personal friends are. I wouldn't consider myself, I probably wouldn't say that if I asked Chris, am I the closest friend? No, but we've made a connection, and I knew that he would be one of the first people that he called when he came out of this, and I didn't know if he would come out of it. So the good news is he's coming out of it. He suffered multiple strokes. He's paralyzed on part of his body, but I think some of that is improving dramatically.
It sounds like if he were able to call you.
Boy, over Christmas time, you go back to a month ago, there was still part of the bullet that was in his head, according to doctors. I don't know if that's still there, but, to have some speech restored, and I think I'll find out a little bit more tonight. Hopefully I'll speak with him and get more optimism. But how about that story?
You know, Mark, it says something about your friendship with him that he would call you that soon after coming out of it.
Well, we connected on a lot of different things. And I mentioned that he came over the summer, and the text message that he sent me a week before all this happened, he was not in a good place. He was, struggling a little bit just personally. He had gone through this divorce, and he has a 12-year-old daughter. So I think it really helped, but I would try to counsel him every once in a while. We talked Chiefs. We were huge Chiefs fans. We had a lot of stuff in common. So I'm hoping that this is all going to improve dramatically. And I'm sure, I haven't even asked this question, but I'm certain I can't go see him in person because of the COVID rules. But we'll find out. Anyway, I thought that was a good positive story.
For sure.
It's a terrible, terrible tragedy. And I guess the only good news, by the way, for people who want the answer to the question, they do know who it was. Let me close the loop on some of this because sometimes people don't know all the information and I forget. This was an ex of this girl, Leslie, this woman who was killed. He had some sort of tracker either on her car or on her purse, I was told, something along those lines, and, tracked them to Chris's home, and that's when he killed her and shot him in the head. And he's in jail right now, and hopefully will be in prison for the rest of his life in Illinois. The only downside is there is no death penalty there, but we'll certainly keep you posted. But I had to pass that along, Sue, because I know you you remember when that all happened here a couple of months ago.
I do, so thank you. I'm glad at least he's still with us and up and about and calling people.
Right. Well, at this point, things are looking a lot more positive than I ever thought that they would be. Let's do this here this afternoon.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No, 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 no.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Netflix has raised monthly prices again for its streaming service. Now, this is in the U.S. and Canada, and apparently...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It went down on Friday. So the monthly cost for the basic plan is up a dollar from $8.99 to $9.99, which is what I think I have. Fred, what do you have?
I have a wife who pays it, so I'm not sure what it is. I'd rather not know.
The wife who pays it. What do you have,
Good
Mark?
Answer,
do you
Fred. Have the? I have no idea.
Do you have the expensive one?
I'm sure I do.
Yeah.
I mean,
the standard plan jumped from $13.99 to $15.49, which is what? Okay. And the premium
yeah, right.
plan.
That's an interesting
right,
number.
I don't know why we had to do that. And the premium plan rose from $17.99 to $19.99. That's according to the Netflix website. And apparently, Wall Street had been counting on Netflix increasing prices, and they've had customer growth that's kind of waning. But Netflix said last fall it had over 213 million subscribers around the world, and it's so much higher than any other subscription count of any of the rivals, any of the Disney Plus, the HBO Max. It's just still the king. And Netflix has been investing heavily in producing content, and they say they expect to spend $17 billion on content in the coming year.
Do you know what is the, I don't know offhand, what's the difference between the premium and the non-premium plan? What do you get and what don't
well,
you get? Do you know?
Now, I got the cheap one because I think it had something to do with speed of, like, I don't watch stuff on my phone. If you were a person who watched movies on your phone, you would probably want
the
expensive one. Then me, I do not care. I watch on my couch. So
in other words, if you're watching one of those Netflix shows on your 5G on an airplane, you're bringing the plane down. Essentially,
essentially everyone okay. will die.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You remember when Netflix was just when you would just order a movie and they'd send it to
yes,
you?
Fred.
Until someone reminded me. Maybe you were the one who reminded me of that a couple of months ago. I kind of had forgotten about that.
Isn't
I really
that
had
wild?
The little envelopes and then you send it back.
Yes.
And can you get one or two? Because I was on the plan where you can get maybe three movies at the same time.
Well, you're right? a big spender.
I would say that even at 20, even if you're doing the premium, I think Netflix, you get a lot of bang for your buck. The problem is that you have all these other services that you have.
Yep.
You know, you don't have to subscribe to them, but you know they do add up.
Now, I do know a person who still does the mailbag thing. You can still do that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you still want to mail it back and, you know, you have to pay attention to which side you put up in the deal and
send it. I
don't
believe. You're kidding me that this is still possible?
No, he has it. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I think he's messing with you. I think he's got a bunch of movies that he never returned.
Mark,
and then he's like,
screw
you, I'm going to act like I'm returning these.
No, I'm telling you, it still exists.
All right.
You probably can get it for super cheap. But because there's some stuff that they still don't have streaming. Don't ask me why. It's just how it works. Now, the highest paid TikToker. Is Abby in here with us?
I am.
Okay. This person makes more money than a CEO. In a recent Forbes ranking, placed sisters Charlie and Dixie. Do you know these women? D'Amelio? Is that how you say it, Ab?
I don't know how to say their name. I am not a fan of theirs, nicely.
What?
It's just not the content that I like to consume.
Okay, well, what do they do? Are they dancing? Here's the deal. They are top earning content creators on TikTok, and they TikTok.
I like TikTok better,
TikTok.
I think.
After they have raked in, are you ready? $17.5 million. And $10 million, respectively, their sisters. Charlie gets $17.5 million, and her poor little sister Dixie only gets $10 million in 2021 alone. Okay, what do they do?
I saw some of these numbers, but when you have these people out there on YouTube that get millions of views, you can monetize that in a very effective way, and that's what
yes.
they've done.
Yeah. They say that it's through sponsored content, brand endorsement, deals with other business endeavors. You know, that puts them on par, really, with the most, some S&P 500 CEOs, I mean, who made $13.4 million. It's kind of crazy. And TikTok is just exploding. Abby, what do they do that you don't like? Are they dancers? Is that what I understand?
Yeah, they mostly just do the trendy dances and, you know, some TikTok trends, like the challenges. I'm sure they've tried to peel an egg.
Of course.
They tried to do that, by the way, at Y98 the other morning, and it was a huge failure. Yes. It's hard. It's very hard. By the way, citing COVID-19 concerns, China says tickets to the Winter Olympics will not be sold at all anymore to the general public.
I saw something that was on Fox this morning. My wife, I was in the basement. My wife took a picture of this. This was, Fred, I don't know if you saw this. It was a slide. Restrictions imposed on athletes in Beijing. Yeah. Proof of vaccination. Okay, that's fine. Daily testing. You can. Mask wearing when not competing. Here's one. No talking in elevators or other closed spaces.
Okay.
Here's my favorite. No cheering or singing for teammates.
What?
You've got to be kidding
me. This has got to be the weirdest.
Someone, no laughing.
Yeah.
I mean,
no laughing, no talking in the elevator. None of this. This is just surreal. Is anybody going to watch it?
I think we're going to watch it, and I think that the athletes are still going to sing and cheer on the other athletes, and hopefully they're going to be allowed to do that because this is all window dressing just because they have to.
Oh, it's crazy. Can you imagine? You work really hard, you get all the way over there, and then you're not allowed to speak to anybody in the elevator or cheer, and there's no crowd?
It takes away from the experience. I feel badly for the athletes and their families, right?
Oh, I completely agree. I think that's weird. Mark, did you want to talk about the Weird Al thing?
Do you have sound from that? I do. I wasn't quite. Let me see here.
You don't have to. I just wanted to
ask.
Do you have one more? Yeah.
I got plenty. Do something, and I'll get ready on that.
Okay. One of the largest and rarest diamonds on the planet is set to be auctioned off next month. A little something for the wife, Fred.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
I was thinking of maybe upgrading our Netflix. I should go with
the premium plan.
Yeah.
You don't even know if you have it.
Well, I know.
Well, the 555.55 carat black diamond, which, by the way, says the crowd.
The timing of the crowd sometimes really is impressive when you think about it. I don't know.
Oh, the diamond is known as the Enigma, kind of like Fred himself.
Yeah. Thank you.
And it's set the Guinness World Record as the largest cut diamond in 2006. It's believed to have arrived on Earth, are you ready for this, from outer space via a meteorite. I kid you not. I can't make that stuff up.
Nope.
So if you do want to buy it, they're going to try with Sotheby's. It's going to be at the Sotheby's auction house. It's expected to fetch somewhere in the ballpark of $6.8 million. And they will accept crypto as payment, which I just think is complete insanity.
You know what's funny? So I went to the Walgreens today in Fenton. I had a prescription that I had to pick up, which, by the way, is not an easy thing to do. I've driven by this Walgreens in the last 6 days. It wasn't an urgent prescription. And the line is so long. I'm like, I'm not going to stand in line. So I actually went inside today. And I go up to the counter. And I should take a picture of this. A lot of the retail businesses have signs about the coin shortage and things like this. And it said that they will accept all forms of payment, but not cash.
But not crypto?
So, no. But not cash. Because of the coin shortage, they're not going to give you change. So I said to the girl, I'm going to pay in crypto. And she looked at me like, she's so confused. I'm like, well, the sign says.
Oh, you're that guy. Yeah. Totally that guy. And finally in Sue's news, today's random fact. It's short, but sweet. The eye of an ostrich is bigger than its brain.
Ooh.
Wow.
The eye of an ostrich.
That makes my brain hurt just thinking about it.
It's bigger than its brain.
That is very interesting. Thank you for that random fact.
Sure.
I had to make Abby probably relatively uncomfortable today because she was forced to pull this. Weird Al Yankovic. Are you familiar with Weird Al a little bit?
Yeah, just a little.
Okay, so here, of course, like a surgeon. Finally made it through med school. The story is, this is really, I think, somewhat interesting once I read all the details. Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter, will star as Weird Al Yankovic in the Roku original movie Weird, the Al Yankovic Story. This is the first Roku original biopic.
I was going to say, has there been another one? I didn't. Oh,
there has not been another one, but we can play another Al Yankovic song if you'd like to. The official Weird, the Al Yankovic Story says, the biopic holds nothing back, exploring every facet of Yankovic's life, from his meteoric rise to fame with his early hits like Eat It and Like a Surgeon to his torrid celebrity love affairs. Ooh, I can't
I'm sorry,
that.
What?
And famous and depraved lifestyle. Weird, the Al Yankovic story takes audiences on a truly unbelievable journey through Yankovic's life and career, from gifted child prodigy to the greatest musical legend of all time. Now, this is awesome.
What?
Here's what he said. Well, it's tongue-in-cheek, okay? Listen to Weird Al. He says, when my last movie, UHF, came out in 1989, do you remember that? I made a solemn vow to my fans I would release a major motion picture every 33 years. Like clockwork, I'm very happy to see that we're on schedule, and I'm very thrilled that Daniel Radcliffe will be portraying me in the film. I have no doubt whatsoever that this is the role future generations will remember him for. So Weird Al's being funny about it and everything, but I actually think it's a guy who does deserve. I mean, I've read a little bit, and I know a little bit about his story. I think I've interviewed him once. Fred, you remember?
Yeah, we've had him on before.
Wait a minute, you guys. Was he really nice? He's supposed to be smart and really nice.
I think he's really smart, first of all.
Yeah, I think he's kind of off the charts. He's supposed to be real. I didn't know about the ladies.
It was a while ago, though, I believe, when we interviewed him. But I just thought, I mean, that's a big name to be bringing in, and you want to do that if it's your first foray into, you know, stuff like this. So there you go. The Weird Al Yankovic. Let's see, when did they say it's going to be able to stream? Eric Appel is going to be the director. Yankovic co-wrote the film. I think he's also a producer on it. We'll certainly keep you posted on all of the developments with this big Hollywood motion picture. We have an African-American mayor of Aurora, Illinois, launching a campaign for governor today, and I think officially yesterday on MLK Day. Richard Ervin is his name, 51 years old. Here is a little bit about Richard Ervin.
I grew up in Section 8 public housing in Aurora, where I now serve as mayor. Mom had me at 16, a single mother working two jobs. Didn't have much of a father, but my granddad, son of Richard Baxter Ervin, taught me to believe in myself, to do the best I could at whatever I did, like he did as a skilled craftsman in the factories after World War II. I enlisted in the Army, like him, served in Desert Storm, developed the discipline it takes to complete a mission. So I went to college on the GI Bill, then law school, to become a hands-on prosecutor, going on police raids, taking back one corner or apartment complex at a time, putting gangbangers, drug dealers, and wife beaters in prison.
Well, I like the ad. A very good start there for Richard Ervin. Nobody knows him, of course. His name is not very well known. This primary in Illinois, and obviously a Republican elected in Illinois, is a bit of a challenge. Not impossible, though. The primary is in June, I think. Illinois, former Illinois congressman, current professor John Shimkus is with us this afternoon. Professor, how are you?
Mark, I am doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I don't know much about Richard Ervin, but I watched the ads. Thank you for sharing some of the information last night. He seems like a pretty impressive candidate. I mean, the resume is there, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever been as excited about a gubernatorial candidate as I am about Richard Ervin. Now, he's not perfect, but he's the real deal. He's transformational. Everything he said in that ad is accurate. I mean, he was raised by a single mom who had him at 16, got out of gangs because of high school wrestling, got his life together because of the Army, went to school, became a lawyer, became a prosecutor, and the first African-American elected to Aurora. That's the second largest city in the state of Illinois, and reelected last April. And what my friends down here need to know is that the Democrats have been scared of him for ages, and all the top name Democrats, the Madigans, the Durbins, the Duckworths, have all tried to defeat him in Aurora, and he's come out on top.
That is awesome, and I'm a little ashamed I have not known his story, but he certainly seems to fit the moment in the sense he's right about this. He's going to make crime the number one issue, right?
He is, and that's because we passed a terrible law in Illinois that makes it difficult. He backs the blue, and he is, of course, he's living it. He's living it in Aurora. They've had a couple things. They had some riots. He called in the National Guard and stopped them. He has increased the police force, not decreased them. So crime is probably the number one issue in Illinois in this coming election.
John, refresh my memory. In Illinois, Is that a situation? Because he also announced a running mate for lieutenant governor. You vote as a ticket in Illinois? I can never remember.
It was changed. And the last cycle was the first time you ran as a ticket.
Oh, okay.
A couple cycles ago, you ran individually.
Yeah, and I kind of like, I don't know, we don't do that here in Missouri. It's separately in Wisconsin, I believe, they run as a ticket. I kind of like running a ticket because what does the lieutenant governor really do anyway?
Yeah, well, see, he's got a great one, too. Avery Bourne, she's a downstater, conservative, young, state rep, tremendous record, well-loved and well-liked. So she really, and you'll love meeting her. She'll really help balance the ticket.
Well, the website is irvinbourne.com. I'm going to say they need a better website name, but we'll go with that. But, John, look, you know the math in Illinois, and we've had Republican governors in the recent past. But have the dynamics changed? I mean, this is still an uphill battle for a Republican, right? Whether it's an African-American Republican who's got a great resume or not.
Historically, it's been conservatives control downstate. The Democrats control the city of Chicago, and you fight for the suburbs. Well, we've kind of lost the suburbs. Now we have someone who can reclaim the suburbs. So I'm very excited. Plus, the financial resources for this ticket is going to be there, I believe.
Well, that's going to be a big part of it. Right now, I looked at the list. You know Illinois a lot better than I don't know these other candidates. Are there other names in this race to make it interesting, or is he going to be the heavy favorite?
Well, I think he's the only one who's going to have a statewide support from the traditional party.
Right.
A lot of them are my friends. Paul Shimp, who's from the Metro East, he's a friend. I talked to him a couple of days ago to make sure he knew I was doing this with Mayor Irvin. And they're just not going to have the resources to compete. And it's a plurality election for the primary. So you have four or five people. I mean, you need 30% of the vote to win.
Right. Well, and we have a, similar math here with the Senate race on the Republican side in Missouri. What's the current situation in Illinois with redistricting? Is that map drawn?
It is done. Okay. Yeah. It's everything, even the state map. Went before the courts, and the courts, and they thought the Supreme Court would at least make some tweaks when a lower court ruled that it was not constitutional. But the state Supreme Court said, no, it's fine. So everything is established.
So can you describe in an easy to understand fashion the changes in that map?
For a congressional or yeah. The state rep?
For congressional.
Well, yeah, I basically, Mike Boss says everything. South of 64, down to the metropolis area that I used to represent. Then you have this new district that's Rodney's old district that goes from Champaign-Urbana to Springfield down 55 to the Metro East area. So it's the ugliest of the ugly. Rodney's district will run from Taylorville. It'll wrap around Champaign-Urbana, and it'll go to Quincy. That's for your listening
audience.
Well, but
no, okay, so here's where I'm going with this. So you have Mary Miller, who is in Congress right now. Rodney's in Congress right now. Mike Boss in Congress right now. But not all of them are going to be in Congress next fall, right?
That's correct, because there's going to be a primary between Rodney and Mary Miller. Mike doesn't have a primary. We have a candidate announcing for the 13th. And the Democrats have a candidate announcing, and there'll be two new people.
So basically, I'm hard time doing this just visually, but I'm trying to help the listeners out. The Mary Miller district and the Rodney district are the ones that are kind of being separated apart a little bit.
Well, they're the ones that are they're in essence drawn together,
yeah,
to run against each other, because that's what you do. And when you gerrymander, you push same party people in a district to get rid of one. That's the simple math.
Well, that's definitely what happens. Illinois Congressman John Shimkus on the line with us talking about the new candidate for governor in Illinois, and I hope to get Richard Irvin on the air here. What's your opinion? I spoke with Congressman Davis a little bit earlier this afternoon as we get the year started here in Congress. A year from now, we're probably looking at a change in leadership. You got out a couple of years ago. What's your perspective on where Congress is right now, trying to get rid of the filibuster and all this other stuff, John?
Well, first of all, just the math and history will say the Republicans will take the majority of the House. With the way Biden's numbers are right now, I think there's a good thought that we'll pick up the Senate. Then the math is you have a sitting president and at least a Republican House, maybe a Republican Senate. Then where do you go from there? You have to govern, but you don't have to swing. You wouldn't be able to swing either way because you'll have a president who vetoes or as Republicans send him stuff. So I think some people like that sometimes, you know. With that one-party rule, you don't get the crazies like we're seeing right now.
Well, did you ever – I don't know if I know the answer. Did you ever get to know different chambers? I was always kind of it was strange to me because I've been to Washington a fair amount of times. There's a big difference between the Senate and the House, and the members don't necessarily, you know, get together and be friendly all the time. But did you know President Biden at all? Did you have a relationship with him?
I had a great story of meeting him when I first became a member of Congress, and I was trying to meet every House member and every senator. And I went up to him and introduced myself, and he sat down and we talked. But that's about it. You really don't. They're two separate chambers, and only the senior leaders probably visit, and maybe committee chairs when they're trying to work on bills.
But it is weird, but I bring it up because I don't know. He's going to hold a news conference tomorrow. We're going to air some of that live because they're going to get going in the 3 o'clock hour, providing it starts on time. And he's going to take questions. But obviously, we've had uncomfortable moments. The polling that's out even today, are you surprised at the level of cratering in this administration?
You know, I think if Biden would have governed like people knew him to be kind of a institutionalist, but I think he's been taken over by the progressive left, the Bernie Sanders wing, and he's had to move much further, which means he can't cut the deals. Remember, he was the one who was sent by President Obama to cut the deal with Paul Ryan on debts and stuff. And so he was the guy who was trying to get the legislative branch to find out a way out of the shutdown. So, I am surprised. And maybe, you know, I don't want to say maybe it's, maybe he's just too old. Maybe he just doesn't have that same, you know.
Well, I think there is some of that. And I think there is some of that right now. But see, then where does that leave the country? Because obviously, second in command right now, we don't have a lot of confidence in her.
Well, it's the way our government is formed. I mean, we get what we elect.
I suppose so. Congressman John Shimkus, former congressman, thanks for the lay of the land here with Richard Irvin. Thank you for putting him on my radar because I'm very interested. I think he makes for a great candidate, so we'll see where this takes us.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm very excited, and I look forward to helping him.
All right, take care, John. Thank you.
All right.
442, 97.1 FM Talk, and you see some. I think that he reminds me a lot just in what I heard in the campaign. I can play a little bit more here to you just about what's wrong with Illinois.
Richard Baxter Irvin was born a slave, but he dreamed of being free. Eventually, he lived that dream, following it to the land of the man who made it possible.
So what I was gonna say is he reminds me a little of Winsome Sears in Virginia.
He found opportunity here as a Mason, helping build his community brick by brick. Some are still here. He built the legacy I stand on today. I don't just share the name Richard Irvin. I share his dream of what Illinois could be, where a growing economy provides ladders of opportunity for anyone willing to work, where families are safe, where kids are educated, not indoctrinated.
Well, there you go, not indoctrinated. We'll see how much he hammers that. I think that this is a campaign which is going to be of the moment, and that means Virginia is going to be a bit of a model. You know, I was referring to Virginia and Glenn Youngkin and Winsome Sears when talking about the new candidate in Illinois, Aurora Mayor Richard Irvin, black, conservative, military. Glenn Youngkin takes office, and how about this for a first move?
As we battle COVID, it's parents that should decide the health measures taken for their children. That's why I signed an executive order that allows parents to opt out of mask mandates in schools.
They are freaking out in Virginia, at least at the Washington Post and elsewhere, because they don't like the fact that kids are not going to be able to wear masks. Now, I'm a little sad because today was going to be the day in Rockwood schools where masking was no longer going to be required. The school board held a meeting in December, peeled it back, said starting on the 18th after MLK Day, you will no longer have to wear masks. Then the Omni, you know, freak out started. So they peeled it back and they said February 3rd. I'm pretty confident, though, these kids by the end of the year will not be masked in many districts around here. Kirkwood, Webster, I got nothing for you. You're up against it there with your virtue signalers. But let's talk a little bit about Virginia and what happened, because what happened, Jim Garrity wrote about this on National Review. Last year, Ralph Northam, who was the governor, this was early in 2021, signed a bill that said each school board shall adopt, implement, and when appropriate, update specific parameters for the provision of in-person instruction and provide such in-person instruction in a matter in which it adheres to the maximum extent practicable, that's a word they use, to any currently applicable mitigation strategies for early childhood care and education programs, blah, 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 blah. So the reason that's important is because you have a Democratic state senator, Louis Lucas, say, cry harder, governor. Your executive orders do not change laws we passed. We've seen some of this at play here from a different perspective with Sam Page, Lisa Clancy, the county council, and Tim Fitch and Mark Carter. And they have to sue Sam Page because the law is on their side. So it's almost been the opposite, where they know how this is going to work. But there's a little nuance to this. So those who support the masking say, well, the masks qualify as the currently applicable mitigation strategy, which is endorsed by the CDC. However, the law that was passed in Virginia does not mention masks. And you have a GOP-controlled state House and state Senate, which could well pass legislation that declares masks are no longer required. And the way Jim Garrity explains this on National Review is Youngkin might conclude the next best thing to win on this vote is putting every Democrat state senator on record that parents should not be able to make this choice. I like that, actually. As for the question of whether the executive order is terrifying, the Washington Post called this terrifying. It endangers children. I went over some of the numbers this afternoon, and we're going to do this in the next hour, too, from a little bit different perspective. Dr. Bob's going to be here, Dr. Robert Lajeda. He's written a book called, you may have seen him on Fox or Newsmax or other outlets, he's written a book called Immunity Strong. He's outstanding. He'll be here just after the top of the hour. But every child from ages 5 to 11 in Virginia, same thing here, has been eligible to get vaccinated since November. Every child from 12 to 18 has been eligible since last May. And the FDA approved boosters for kids 12 and up at the beginning of the month. 89.7% of the adults, that's a high number, have received one dose of the vaccine. 78.5% of all adults fully vaccinated. 52, just bear with me, this is going somewhere here. 52% of children in Virginia from ages 5 to 17 are considered vaccinated. 35% of Virginians between the ages of 5 and 11 have received at least one vaccine dose, as have 71% of Virginians between the ages of 12 and 15, and 74% between 16 and 17. Basically, what this means is, as we know, the vaccination, you can believe what you want to, but I think there's a lot of evidence right now which does indicate that while it does allow transmission, it reduces the likelihood that a case of COVID-19 is going to be severe. Out of the 5.7 million Virginians who are fully vaccinated, 1.9%, about 110,000, developed COVID. And that number is potentially off because you have positive cases at home and situations like that. But basically, the bottom line is if you're a parent in Virginia, I would hope that this would apply to Missouri soon. You're concerned about your kid catching COVID. You have the option of getting that child vaccinated. If that child is 12 and older, they have the option to get that child boosted. And beyond that, if you want your child to wear a mask, you can have your child wear a mask. So I'm on the Glenn Youngkin side of this right now. Let's get rid of this ridiculous mandate situation that we're in, whether it's at the schools or elsewhere. We have a situation where the kids, many of these kids, are eligible to get vaccinated. So give parents a choice. I was hopeful Rockwood was doing that. I mean, even Rockwood or other districts peeling back the mask mandate doesn't mean that your child doesn't have to wear a mask. You can instruct that child. Well, I mean, I have kids. I know how well they listen to, you know, advice from parents. But still, you can still have the kids, if they're high risk, wear the mask. Under the executive order by Glenn Youngkin, if you want your child to wear a mask, your child wears a mask to school, nothing bars you. I wonder if Governor Parson can do this in Missouri. I bet they're looking at it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.